Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. My trip to Central Oregon was great this year, and one of the highlights was a salmon omelet with T.R. McChrystal. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. If you have been listening to Arkansas Cooks for some time, you may have heard me talk about Central Oregon, and that's where I go to escape the heat in Central Arkansas in the summertime. So we stay in a very small town, a town of 2048. It's called Sisters, Oregon, and we've been doing that for almost 10 years now. Just in Central Oregon. We've been going to Oregon a long time, but staying in Sisters is very special. There's a lot of tourism in the summer, and one of my favorite places to eat is called Jen's Garden. Their executive chef is also the owner. His name is T.R. McChrystal, and I felt really honored to sit down and speak with him, but the bonus was that he actually cooked me a beautiful omelet. It was out of this world, made with local salmon. It was to die for. So come with me to Sisters, Oregon, and we will cook with T.R. McChrystal. So there's no patrons here at Jen's Garden, but here in downtown Sisters, I'm with T.R. McChrystal. Yeah. I've never heard of the last name McChrystal in my life.
Well, there was a famous general that got in some trouble, and now he's not so famous anymore.
Oh.
Stanley McChrystal. But different spelling, so we don't associate with him.
But in a town of 2039, there are some really incredible restaurants in Sisters, Oregon, which is about 20 miles from Bend, if you know Central Oregon at all. But it kind of sits in the Cascades, and it's so I'm here with T.R. Of Jen's Garden, and we're going to talk to him, but he was hungry, so we're going to make a little breakfast.
I'm going to make a little breakfast. I'm going to do a ratatouille and salmon omelet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, in the Pacific Northwest, you get great salmon. You get beautiful, beautiful vegetables in the summer. Yeah. And so, is this some famous salmon, or is this Alaskan?
This is Alaskan. Yeah, Alaskan sockeye salmon. Yep. From most of the time, it's from Copper River and then different parts throughout the summer.
Now, is this Copper River?
This, I believe it's Copper River. The last time I got it, it was Copper River. Sometimes they switch it up and they don't tell you until the last
minute. When I was here last time at Jen's, well, the very first week we were here, they kept saying, oh, we've got Copper River salmon, which is kind of rare. You don't have it.
Yeah, it's just a certain time of the year.
That's
yeah,
it.
Basically it comes in like late June and then goes through part of the summer, and then by August we're starting to wane on that, and then we'll start seeing it from all different other places. So then that we're kind of at that transition period where, you know, that starts to wane off, and then the other other salmon resources start coming in.
So
different parts of Alaska, you get some the hard part with all of our local fisheries is that it's so there's such a small amount in their quotas that it's hard to distribute all of it and then have it, you know, coming in on a regular basis. Like, we'll have people come by once or twice a month, and they'll have a truck full of fish that they just, you know, either procured from the Native Americans that net fish on the Columbia, or they might be over on the coast and they'll pick up some of the fish over there and then bring it over. But because of its inconsistency, it's hard to kind of plan around their schedule, because they tend to work around their schedule and not mine.
Well, and I know there's a lot of regulations, especially where the Indian reservations are concerned, about who can fish and how much you can fish and how you can fish.
They have a lot more latitude, just based on the fact that they have their history and they're allowed to do that. Different times of the year, like, we'll start getting some Chinook, but it depends on what the runs are like. I mean, So those guys get to fish no matter how good or bad the runs are. They still have their right to go and catch salmon on the river.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll find that toward the end of the season, they're starting to, you know, cut back on quotas, and, you know, it just makes it more challenging.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So you've got a piece of salmon, and what are you putting on it?
This is our fish spice, I call it. It's kind of our proprietary, that was with quotes around
it. Yeah,
I
saw that.
and it's basically coriander, fennel seed, pepper, lavender, and salt.
Nice.
Yeah, and so we grind all the hard seeds up, and then we add a little bit of salt to it at the end. Yeah, and it just has a nice flavor for things like this and maybe poultry, but mostly fish spice, that's what we call it. Then we have what we call our meat spice, and that goes with any of the other red meats that we serve at the restaurant, including, you know, fowl like duck and quail. And,
right, and you do a lot of that.
Yeah, and then this is just, it's predominantly peppercorn, caraway seed, garlic, rosemary, and then salt.
Yeah.
So
beautiful. Yeah. So Jen's Garden is full on dinner service.
Yep.
Seven nights a week
through the summer, and then we cut back to like 5 days a week during the slower time of the year.
Well, they're,
Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're saying on your on your message machine right now as you're speaking.
Yep. We're getting all the full flavor of what it's like during the day around here, which is the answer machine going crazy. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I get solicited for things all the time.
I bet you do. Yeah. And if you're in Central Oregon, you can see a lot of the advertisement that you do. I mean, the people do find your advertising in Central Oregon area publications.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see Jen's Garden.
Yeah, Jen's Garden. I mean, and then we do a ton of events.
Right.
I do a lot of... Yeah, we have our wine dinners on Wednesdays through this in the summer, and then we do them periodically throughout the year, just kind of as special occasions. We have, you know, multiple events through the year for charity organizations.
Nice.
Basically, our philosophy is we support anything that makes Central Oregon more attractive. So for us, that's really anything to do with maintaining the quality of our environment. It has to do with our schools, and then helping people in our community.
Yeah.
Basically. I get a lot of requests from outside the area, and it's really hard to justify, you know.
You do have to kind of draw a line. Where are our loyalties? Because you could be stretched every night of the week.
Well, and when you have a brick and mortar place, it's really easy for everyone to come knocking on your door. Yeah. And they all, you know, preface everything by, this is gonna be really great for your business to participate in this. And it's like, you know what, I appreciate that, and every cause is worthy, but I have to be selective, because if it doesn't meet the qualifications, then I have a hard time you know giving things away.
Yeah, I understand that. So
especially when it's like just some small margin. The restaurant business is tough to begin with.
Boy, I tell you what. So you've got a ratatouille here in the pan, which is, it looks like
it's squash. Eggplant, squash, tomato, pepper, bell peppers, thyme, and then to the kind of the little kicker in there is that there's a little bit of anchovy paste.
Nice.
To give it a little bit more flavor. It's kind of like the salt component without having to add extra salt. Yeah.
And then you're heating up some oil so you can
kind of sear
off.
I'm going to sear the salmon, and then we're going to do it in little chunks, and you can see that there's like a little smoke coming off of that.
That's nice.
And if I do it right, it won't stick to the pan.
Well, and you've left the skin on, so you'll take the skin on afterwards.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
You want to keep that on there. Now, you know, I'm kind of amazed that you don't have a bigger kitchen. But it's kind of small. I mean, how many people are back here at night for service?
There's generally three of us at any given time.
Yeah.
And we don't any more than that. Sometimes we'll have a fourth person just to help out, kind of help the servers. But in general, it's the There's only room for three of us. And there's two on the line and one in the back.
And there's a small restaurant, so you're only seating, you know, 6, 7, 8 tables.
Yeah, we have 10 tables total, 28 seats. Then we have our patio in the summer. That adds another 4 tables and about another 12 to 14 seats. And so, that's basically done.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had the salmon, if this is the Copper River salmon, it was just like butter. It really was.
Yeah. Brad and the guys, they do a really good job. I don't know what that sit over there. And let's see.
So you're putting together an omelet. Obviously, you're going to need an egg.
I'm going to go get some egg right now.
All right.
Out of our fancy walk-in that used to be a root cellar. A little warm.
Oh, and you made it a walk-in.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, and in this area, you've squoze in a dishwasher and a convection oven and a chopping area and a salad area. You've just kind of combined it all.
Oh, yeah. You just,
all right.
You know, you utilize every little space. And if you don't, then it's kind of... Especially when it's this small to begin with, you're trying to make sure you're maximizing your potential. So,
gosh, it smells good. Early in the morning, it still smells good. You know, so what brought you to Sisters?
Because
it's a tiny little place.
Basically, the schools. And, you know, we had, at the time when we started the restaurant and decided to move to Sisters.
Which was 2000 and...
About 2005.
Yeah.
I had, let's see, Delcy, my oldest daughter, she was about 4, and Lizzie was basically newborn at that point, 6 months old when we started the restaurant. And we were looking for the community where we were going to raise our kids and have them go through school. And, you know, the idea, the intent was, we want them to start and finish in the same school.
Yeah.
Rather than move them around a whole bunch.
Well, and you know, it's kind of I mean, you're a chef, so being in the restaurant business, it better be good if you're going to be in a town of 2,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a complete leap of faith, let me tell you. I mean, prior to this, we had a little pizza restaurant in Bend, and it was great. But this was kind of the... This was really a culmination of all the things that we ever wanted to do. And, you know, Jen came to the pizza place one day, and she goes, "Oh, my gosh, I found the place." I'm like, "The place? Where?" She goes, "Oh, in Sisters." I'm like, "In Sisters?" And Sisters, to me, was always kind of the impediment to my getting to the Metolius to go fishing, you know? You'd have a quilt show, I'd have to go all the way around, and it's like traffic all the time. And what I've come to realize and appreciate that Sisters really, if you live in Sisters, it's the epicenter. And it's not a roadblock, because if you're inside, it's easy to get out.
Oh, totally.
And you come back in again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't view it as an impediment anymore, because you don't have to go through.
Right. And, well, and you kind of figure out how to go around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... But yeah, so Jen came home and she's like, "Oh, check... I found this really cool spot, and you should check it out." So it was a Sunday, and I said, "All right, I will." It was my only day off, and I was kind of a little bit hesitant about taking my day off to go look at something that I thought was going to just be a little bit of a lark. And when I came and saw the building, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's the place." And what you see in the front, kind of in the dining room, is basically what I saw in my mind's eye when I walked through the door. You know, it was a house that had been rented out, and there had been tenants, and, you know, that somebody had bought it, and then they were trying to lease it as a business. And then, you know, out of a little bit of serendipity, they, after a short while, they decided that they were going to sell us the building. So then we ended up buying the building, which is a lot easier to deal with than in most cases where you're subject to a lease. A lot of times you get a landlord that is, you know, really happy to get you in, but as soon as you start doing well, they start wanting more and more money, and all of a sudden they they basically put you out of business because they want so much for rent.
Right.
So I can control that. I'm the landlord.
You're the landlord.
Yeah, but I also end up having to fix everything myself. I don't get to call anybody and say, hey.
So you're adding your salmon to your ratatouille.
Yeah, so I'll basically make like a little salmon hash.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use this pan for our omelet.
Which is the one you cooked your fish in.
Yeah.
So it should be nice.
I'm just trying to see if the guys have a decent pan still.
You have really... you have taken in every inch.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's used.
Yep. You have to utilize, like I said, every space gets utilized.
And there's your omelet pan.
Yeah. And a little more oil. We'll get that sort of warm. I'm going to froth up our eggs here real quick. Grab a fork.
Now, your menu, I know this too, your menu changes every month.
About once a month. When we first started, we changed it every week.
Wow.
And which was fun. It's exciting, you know, keeps things really interesting. But it's a lot of work. And then what we found was that, you know, really the frequency with which people come in, they come in about every 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, the most regular of customers. Because, you know, it's a pretty special occasion to come to Jen's Garden. It's not like, you know, it's not like you are sitting around the house and you go, hey, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? Do you want Mexican food or Jen's Garden? You know? I know what I would do.
I was going to say, though, I would probably pick Jen's.
I know. Well, you know.
And you're right. Your menu is based on five courses,
yeah,
and people can pick and choose kind of what they want. Yeah. You can do a price fix, but you can also order individually.
Yeah.
And that's every month, every 4 weeks.
About every 4 weeks. Yep, exactly. And like I said, then we do some special occasions like the wine dinners where we have...
Which are really phenomenal.
Yeah. We have about 10, somewhere between 8 and 10 every summer.
Yeah.
And they're all great. And they're good value. I mean, $80 per person, and you get to taste five, like, amazing wines and all this food.
Dishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, and you don't go home, like, stuffed, but you're satisfied.
Very happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, well, you really know, amazing. You've been to a few
I've
of them.
I've been to a few of them, and they're all good. They are all good.
Yeah.
Now, did you start cooking at a young age?
You know, just like most people, just with mom and cooking around the house. And my parents always enjoyed cooking. And although, you know, my mom was very protective of her kitchen, so it made it sometimes you had to be careful about what you were doing, because she would admonish you for not putting things away where they were supposed to, or, you know, but...
Or using the wrong pan for whatever. My mother was always, do not use my kitchen scissors for paper, or do not use...
Yeah, exactly. No, she just had her way of doing things, which is fine.
Wow, look at that. That's going to be a nice fluffy omelet.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Get off of that.
Now, I do know here in Sisters, you have to have propane.
Yep.
You don't have natural gas lines. You have propane, and that is a challenge for some people. But
yeah. It's
not hard to cook with that.
It's not a challenge. It's, I mean, you just figure it out.
Yeah.
It's just like anything else, you know, you just kind of...
Because I love to cook on gas, and this... This stove has seen a lot of food.
Yes, it has.
Man.
Well, and it's funny because, like, the guys, I mean, they clean this, like, once a week. So they'll go and they'll burn off everything and scrub it all down. And then this is just, like, a week's worth of accumulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can imagine, like, if you never did it.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you've got very warmed pans. I mean, all your pans
are
incredibly warmed.
Well, and we've been doing it now for almost 10 years. So,
wow,
yeah,
that's hard to believe.
Spot. Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Oh. you know, you never think you're gonna do anything for that long a period of time, and then.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Nice flip of the omelet.
Yep. Now.
And then you're gonna fill it up.
Yep.
With some very yummy stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful salmon. And you know, I think the one thing that people do with salmon is they cook it too much.
Yeah.
And yours looks pretty perfect there.
Yeah, we're gonna save a little bit just for the top. And then the rest is gonna go in the center.
Beautiful. That is gorgeous.
And then, if you did it right,
you can flip it over.
We're gonna put it on a plate.
Wow. Very nice. Slides very nicely and folds up beautifully.
Oh, came undone.
As soon as I said that, it came undone.
I was trying to get it all rolled up.
There you go. Beautiful. Gorgeous. A little bit of ratatouille on the top.
A little ratatouille on top.
Lovely. Now, do either one of your girls cook?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. In particular, my youngest daughter, Lizzie, she loves cooking. She loves to be standing around watching and helping and measuring. And Delcy's probably a little bit more kind of ambivalent, but she sure likes to eat everything. So if she had her choice, she would just kind of, watch everybody doing their thing.
And then, but she wants to be at the dinner table.
But then she would definitely want to be at the dinner table.
That's great. That is great. They've grown up with a nice palate, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Really good palate. They, let's see if that's probably going to, that's been in there too long.
And what is that?
And it's still Hollandaise.
Oh, nice.
But it appears, since we don't have a microwave, there's no way to warm it up quickly.
Which is a nice thing. You know, Alice Water does not own a microwave, nope. Which I'm fine with.
You know, and it's funny because, like, maybe twice a year you go, God, I wish we just had a microwave where we could just heat this up really fast and not have to sit there and try and, you know, do it the old-fashioned way. But for two times a year, it doesn't really matter.
It's okay.
Hi.
Hey, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Leanne's my neighbor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's my neighbor.
What are you doing?
We're just chit-chatting about food.
I left my sunglasses here.
Yeah?
So Leanne and her family are the owners of Sister's Coffee down the street, but she's also my neighbor.
Podium?
What?
Do you look at the podium?
No, but I'm
going to
steal these for the day.
Okay.
They're in there.
There you go.
All right.
I'm just going to put all this over in the dish.
And then we can go sit anywhere.
Sit down and eat.
Stop.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Why didn't you call me for breakfast? Okay. We're going to the lake. See you later.
Have a good one. So this is a small town, you know, because Leanne's my neighbor, and I know she waits tables here sometimes.
Yep.
And so then you've got people that have keys to your place, and they just come in and out, and I mean, it's a small town.
I think everybody in the town knows the code to the front door. Yeah, if someone was standing out there long enough, you know, someone would stop by and let them in. We leave wine out there in front. The wine reps are all from the city, and so they're like, oh, you know, should I leave it out front? I said,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about it, sisters. I have a funny story. This gal came to, she owns a bakery in Bend, and so she came down and she was going to show me her product and was trying to sell me on using their product in the restaurant, and she came earlier in the day and I wasn't here, and then she came back later in the day after she'd made her rounds and then hit me at the end of the day before she'd leave town. So we sat for like an hour, and I've known her and her husband for a long, long time, you know, in Bend when we had our pizza place. They lived near the pizza place, so they used to come in all the time and get pizzas from us, and so we're just commiserating about business and all this other stuff and got, you know, sidetracked. And she's here for about an hour, and then she goes, oh gosh, I gotta go. And she goes out and she can't find her car. She's like, I don't know where my car is. I parked it right out front here.
Out of
chance. And it's not there anymore. And I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, someone must have stolen my car. And I go, in Sisters? I go, no way. There's no way it's stolen. It's got to be around here somewhere. So we just drove around, and, you know, I drove around the block and looked in to see if we could find it. And it's like an old Volvo station wagon with a bunch of kids' stuff in it and all this. I mean, if they're going to steal cars, it's sisters. I mean, there's Mercedes. There's, you know, all sorts of fancy cars that people could steal. To steal an old, you know, 10-year-old Volvo is like doesn't make any sense. So anyway, she called her husband. He drove out from Bend to pick her up, and then they went to the police station and told the police what had happened. And of course, they said the same thing, in sisters. And so then they got, you know, they drove around with the police officer and ended up, they found her car. It was parked down next to Sister's Coffee Company at the other end of town. So when she had come here and I wasn't here, she got in her car and drove like two blocks down and parked and forgot that she had moved her car. So needless to say, her husband has a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
For driving all that way.
Yeah, we don't want to mess up a beautiful setting because you've got your everything set up for tonight.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
It's all good.
You know, this is the one of the nice things about being in this restaurant. It feels like you're at someone's house, and yeah. Because it is a house.
Yeah.
And you have a fireplace. Do you ever start that fireplace?
It's electric. It's all for its atmosphere. It doesn't actually. I mean, it has a heat component, but we had like an old fireplace, like little wood fire thing in here. And because the majority of our business is in the summertime, we'd never be able to use it.
Yeah, it would be
so
too hot.
Yeah, so we just got this electric one so I can turn it on. It looks like a fire. It creates the atmosphere, but there's no heat associated with it. So
tell Jamie I'm sorry. We had to take one of his tables apart.
It's all good.
Yeah. So Jamie is a kind of a staple here at Jen's. He's is he the maitre d'? No, he's kind of, sort of. And he's been with you a long time?
He's been with us right from the beginning. He's kind of our... He helped develop kind of our wine list, and then... No, it's all fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, let's do that. We'll just... This can get covered up anyway. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That was probably you at the wine
dinner. It probably was me. There was a big wine stain on the tablecloth. I'm sure I did that. Who knows? So people are desperately trying to get a hold of TR. I feel like I'm really so involved here. I feel guilty a little bit. Not much.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Jen's at intimatecottagecuisine.com. And you can also go to my website, arkansascooks.com. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well. You can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to get mail from folks. The stuff I get is always fantastic. And that's actually how I found out that you all enjoy the shows from Oregon. So keep on writing. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank TR at Jen's Garden. And next week, we learn a little bit more about how he landed in this tiny town. Also, thanks for the tremendous help that I get from Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.